particular sizes. Don't want too big and too small. That's already, we said, a chiddush, that's called machatim. Machatim doesn't mean you have to have an exact measurements. As long as you've got something that you're particular about, and it's more or less got to that size, that is a problem of machatim. So it's important to know that. It's a bit misconceptual, people think. People think machatim means it has to be an exact measurements. That's not right. As long as a person comes to a size where a person's happy with, and that makes it easy, it does its ta'elis, it does its purpose, what it's meant to do, that is the problem of machatim. So yesterday we spoke about a little bit about the mechatek for oichlin. So we said a few kedushin. Let me just go over a few things that we said over here. That we said first of all, anything which is roi la achila, there's no issa mechatek with. Yeah, anything which is fitting to eat, there's no issa mechatek. I'm trying to explain why is there no mechatek by food. So the roi is because it's already roi. There's no tickling anymore you can do. Once
how
the food, maybe I cut the size. Maybe you can just eat it without being careful. I cut it. But no, we're talking about, you can even cut it. Mamish to a fine size. We're saying they've always, because there's no tikkun involved there. The food is roi to eat anyway. There's nothing really doing more. You're not doing any more. So who are doing? Machal behema, machal odom. There's no issa of mechatech. What we did speak about though, we spoke about when you make shapes, so nice shapes, that could be problematic. So there could be a shadow of kosev. A person makes a meaningful shape. Lamosh, the tzur of a person, tzur of a flower. That is a flower. Yeah, that could be a problem of kosev. A round ball is not a meaningful shape. It's a simple shape. It's a simple shape. It's not kosev. It has to be more elaborate to make something. That's what they say. So a very simple thing that a person makes is not nichlal in the issa of kosev. The issa of kosev. What do you call a round ball? A round ball. If it's got?
Well,
that's a problem. That's a problem. It's got a nice surah on it to make it. That's a chera problem of what do you call it? That's the chera problem. Then. Yeah, that's a chera problematic. If it's got a surah in it, you're making a nice flower with a scoop. That's a chera problem. You make a nice house shape, or whatever, a meaningful shape. That's a problem of chosen. That should be a problem. Then we spoke about a bread machine, a bread cutter. So we said that you're allowed to use a bread cutter. Let's rephrase that. To set the bread cutter to a size, a bottle 5 millimeters thick, that is mamash machatek. That is not machatek. There's no machatek on food. That's an issur medida. You're now doing an act of measuring. You set like a ruler. You set something to work, and it's going to cut the bread to a 5 millimeter thickness. That is an issur medida. If it was set before Shabbos, that's mutter. Or if you don't map it, how you set it, you just put it on roughly something, and that we said was mutter to do. Okay, what else was there? Oh, so this was interesting. I just got over a bit what we spoke about in the last career. It's a bit confusing over here. Why is it when you open a food packet, you're not open a machatik? Open a food packet, you're not open a machatik? Oh, so well, that's an important thing. So first of all, you have to know, in machatik, the voice of machatik, like we said yesterday, that a person cuts something and he has a benefit from the object that he's cut. That means, for example, a person cuts a little some leather, for example. He wants to make a belt go around his trousers. So he cuts leather to a certain size. He's got a hand off an object. If a person cuts something but he's going to throw the item away, then that's not a problem on machatek. So we said yesterday, for example, what did we speak about yesterday? We spoke about some of these things that a person cuts, for example, where you tear and throw away, then that was not a problem on machatek. So we spoke about these grape juice bottles where they've got like a little plastic around the grape juice bottle with a perforated plastic around it. So even though when you tear the plastic, you're going to cut along that perforated line, but the mice are not interested in that piece of paper. That piece of paper is going to be thrown in the dustbin. There's no interest whatsoever in what you cut. What? That's not the problem of machatek. So that's what I want to explain to you. So there's a few issues always when you open drink bottles, open any carton. Let's start from the beginning. Let's start much from the beginning. When a person opens, let's say, a crisp container, a crisp packet. So when he opens this, he's faced with a number of his story. What problem could be involved when he opens a crisp packet? One is he called making a kaidi? A mice, he's opened up a packet and he's now made a kaidi. So, number one. What other problems is he a problem with? Right. Has he done machatek? So, number two problem. What other problem could there be? Which is much more serious problem about what you mentioned. What problem is that? Korea. He's done a problem of korea shotikun. When he opens the crisp packets, he has done a problem of a neat tear, which is very beneficial, which is problematic. So he's got three problems he's facing. Most of these problems are not problematic. I'll tell you why. Let's start with the first one. Has he made a keli? So that we've seen before, that making a keli is not a problem if you open it in the same place where it was sealed. That means that this crisp packet was sealed along the top. It's meant to be opened in the same place. There's no issa of making a keli. Yeah, not to make a difference. Yeah. No issa whatsoever. Keli has to be that you're making an open that wasn't there beforehand. If you reinstate an opening, that's not called making a keli. No issa of seals. Pesach has no problem of keli. Is there a problem of machatich? So here, you don't really care how you tear the crisp packet. You can't see the particular size how you want to tear the crisp packet. You don't mind how it opens. If it rips as you're tearing, it doesn't bother you. And you're going to throw the crisp packet away, really. You're not interested in that tearing. That's l'chera, not a problem. What is the serious problem is, l'chera, you're doing korea. You're tearing along the seam, and you're tearing a beneficial tear. Now, we know for food, you're allowed to korea if it's destructive. So here, you're tearing, and it's beneficial. Yeah. Well. Oh, right. Also, be careful of writing. That's also true. Sometimes when a person tears a packet or something, there could be writing on top. Pulled by the crisp packet, there's no writing on there, yeah? So, mitzvah the crisp packet, there's no problem on the chikah, on the oishis. But the chayrah, there's the problem of when you open up your crisp packet, you've got a problem. You've got no problem with keli, because you open the same place. You've got no problem with chateich, because you're not interested in the size you cut it down to. What you are got a problem with the chayrah is a problem of korea. So, how do you get around this problem? Right, if you rip it round the side, you're around this problem. There's a chiddush from Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman says that since it's a very schwacher bond, the crisp packet is very, very weak, the way it's stuck together. So Shlomo Zalman, that's not called tofa. Since it's so weak, the bonding together of the crisp packet, it's not called a tfira, hence there's no korea.
Then he's saying
value, no? No. If you don't come from Shlomo Zalman, you've got a problem.
Shlomo Zalman
is a crisp packet. Yeah. A crisp packet, Shlomo Zalman says, the bond is very, very weak. And therefore, it's not called a proper bond. It's much. I'll tell you why. If you open a soup packet, for example, soup armors, for example, a lot of them are very hard to open. Those are much tighter, yeah? You can see already in packets the difference. Shlomo Zalman says, that's a weak chibur. It's a very weak. If you push the packet with a bang, in fact, I think if you give the crisp packet a bang, don't give me trousers, but if you do it a bang, your packet will open up. It's not such a strong chibur, the other thing. So Shlomo Zalman says, in that case, there, it's not called a tfira, hence there's no korea. So if you see someone opening it, there's no wrong. You're asking me, does anyone else hold its mutter? I must correct myself. I think it's the Shlis of Shabbos. The Shlis of Shabbos got a big heter in Hilchos Kareh, in Hilchos food. He tied it, it's a big chiddush, says that anything which surrounds the food, is bottles of the food, you can open it like normal.
Even
an iPod. He holds everything as mutter, yeah. The Maya says, that's not taken on so well. The Maya says, not possible, not hosted this. Right? He holds. I think a lot of people are machmen on an ice pot. Rosh Hashanah says by the Moshe, a soup packet, the tidbits or whatever it's called in the thing, there he doesn't allow that. That's not allowed. Rosh Hashanah's only going with
it. Store inside, you're still using the packet.
That's another thing, but even that, I still need to empty that. That's a proper tefillah. That's sticking together is a problem. It's much stronger. You try opening a soup packet, the tidbits packet, it's very hard to open. It's stuck very well. Most are very tight. That's the
very
problematic.
Matzahs is very easy to open.
It's a box of matzahs. The box? Maybe. It's not okay if you open it in the same place. There's no problem it's okay if you open it in the same place. The only problem of Korea, so if you're relying on Shlomo Zalman, you have to know if it's true. I'm not convinced it's as light as a crisp packet. A crisp packet is very, very light. You have to know. Yes, Lord, I'm saying all these cases, yeah? You have to know.
If you open it, not sealed, you open it,
you make a line, right? I think we have to go through Hilchos Kareh again. I thought it was a good one after this one. I think we have to go Hilchos Kareh again. We go to Chazorah, Hilchos Kareh. Yeah, sorry.
If you open it, not sealed, you make a new opening on the side of the packet. You can see it.
Where? Not an opening.
Yeah.
That's not called a cage, you throw it out. That's another reason. That's alright. That's what to do. That's right. That's what to do. Okay, so that's the thing. Now, I had an interesting shyness. So we spoke a long time ago about bottles, opening bottles. I'm not going into the whole arichas again about opening bottles. But the chayyim have got a posh kasha over here, which I must tell you is not so simple. And that is, when you open these bottles, so we spoke about metal lids and plastic lids. And I said, what we came out with was like this. Metal lids, the chayyim see is from opening on Shabbos. Because you're making a new keli on this lid itself. This lid was never a keli, and therefore to open up this lid on Shabbos, you're making the lid itself, not a bottle is no problem, but the lid has never been a keli, a proper keli beforehand. It was a piece of metal that went on, but it was never able to be used to open and close. And therefore, that is l'chorah problematic to open it on Shabbos. So I missed out when we learnt it. Well, let me tell you guys. So we said, what was the Eitzah? Is a person makes a hole in the top of the bottle. Obviously, that's his problem over there. You mustn't do moichik. If you've got like this picture over here, it's not a picture of someone doing something, carrying some grapes. So you make a hole in the person carrying the grapes. You're not moichik. You must be careful with that. I asked you, Rabbi, why is there not a problem over here of machatik? When you open this bottle, this one, I'm not going to open it now, but there's a nice cut that goes at the bottom of the ring. There you do want it. Now that's what I was thinking about. This is a good point. So he's going to tell you you don't want this cut.
The ring you're talking about.
Yeah. Ring, you want that one. Let me show you. This ring, I open the bottle wide. You've now cut off this bit from here. Right. Do you want this to be nice and round?
Yes.
I think you do, my friend. Do you want this to be nice and smooth?
You don't want a ring.
You don't want a ring. Do you want the cut to be nice and smooth?
Yes.
You want the cut.
You should
cut yourself. Yeah. Exactly. So this is much more complicated now. This case over here in Machatik is much more problematic. Now, when we spoke about our bottles, the moshul with the plastic around the bottle, and we spoke about our yogurts, for example, and the two yogurts joined together, and you separate it, so we say you're not interested in Machatik at all. And the Shlomo Zalman says that's mutter. Others or Rabbi Yashu was machme, but the Meister of Shlomo Zalman says that's nothing when you separate those two yogurts together. So the Shabbos over here says that. That's a yogs that start together. Interesting, Rabbi Yashiv holds, not only is it machatik, and we shub isa machatik, Rabbi Yashiv holds, those yogurts, as they are now, they're not usable really so well, because they're joined together. It's not a usable thing. You don't eat yogurts together. So you just separate it, it's makab patish plus machatik. You're doing a nice cut. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman is choyl. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says, not makab patish, because the mother's called a proper kedi. There's nothing wrong with a kedi. It's joined together, but it's a proper kedi. No one has not a proper kedi. And machatik, you're not really interested in the cut there at all. You don't need a nice smooth cut there, but mutter. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman holds mutter. On the bottle top itself, l'choyl, you haven't got this far. He's Ma'odis himself, the Aruch HaShabbos. Let's see if I can find it. Pray your base, your Zion. Yeah, that's much worse over here. You'd have seen on Dalit. So he speaks about it. By the way, also we spoke about last time the plastic bottle tops, yeah? So we said Rosh Hashanah's matter plastic bottles for various reasons. Other people are machma on plastic bottle tops. But wherever it is, l'chori, on the plastic bottle top, you've got the same kasha, why is it not machatik? Yeah, you're cutting it, l'chori, you want it to be cut to a certain size. So he's my this, the Erika Shabbos at the bottom here. So he says over here, he says Rosh Hashanah says there's no issa machatik on these bottle tops. He doesn't explain why Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman is not a master why. So he's got a few swallows here, the Aruch HaShabbos. He says he's not so posh as mutter over here, these swallows over here. He says normally you don't care about the measurement of what you cut, like you said. But he said that's very hard to say over here on the bottle top, it's very hard to say this swallow. But Meister, really, a person doesn't want to cut himself, especially on a bottle top. It's going to be this jagged edge. A person might cut himself. That lechol is problematic. So he doesn't like that swara. The Meister, I can't remember what his end swara is. He wants to be makel. What was his swara? Kimmichi ike is sukkish la odin, psichas up a kak. I'm not late to mashke. He's not, when he opens the bottle, he's not interested in machatik. I mean, it's even a psirisha, but since he's complete, we said this already before, we learned this. In Hilchas machatik, it's a halacha that you must want the actual halacha to be done itself. It's a unique malacha, machatik. That you must be machavim for the chituch, that it's cut. Here, when you ask a person, are you machavim for the chituch? He'll tell you, I'm not really interested in the chituch. I want to get my bottle, of, my, I want to get my grape juice out. In that case there, the various other straws of Shlomo Zalman says there's not a problem. Others are choylik. Sorry?
Yeah.
Others are choylik. I think Rav Falk actually is choylik on this. Actually, Rav Falk says, interesting what he says, as far as I remember, he says over here, the guy with Mechatech, he said the posh the straw, that if you throw the thing away, that's like the straw we said before, then there's no issa machatik. That means if a person makes a nice cut, but the cut is not beneficial at all to him because he's going to throw it away. Imagine he makes a hole in the lid and he throws the lid away, provided he's got another lid, obviously. He must have another lid. If he's got another lid, then there's no problem with some machatik in that either. So that would be a posh eight. If you're worried about machatik, we're actually worried about machatik. It's interesting story what sort of matter machatik is. But if you worry about machatik, the way around this problem is to make a hole in the lid. And then throw the lid away, so then you've got no benefit from the chituch. No, my friend, because when you're making a keli, when you open the lid, you made a keli. You made it into a keli. So once you made it into a keli, it doesn't help to throw away. So you make a hole.
What's the keli?
Sorry, my friend. This bottle, this lid over here, when you take this off here, is this good? This, is it now usable to put on and off? Have you made a keli or not?
Yeah.
Right, this is a keli. The bottle was always a keli. But this lid was never a keli. Or if it was, it got trapped in there, it couldn't be used. And now you made a proper keli. So you make a hole in that, throw it out, you've got around all the problems.
Yeah.
I mean, the best way to get around the problem is to open four Shabbos. That's the best way to get around this. But if you don't do that, then that will be okay. Just one other thing. And that's the jewelry. Something like this over here is also interesting. You open it up here. It's got a perforated edge here, yeah? When you open it. Is that mutter open on Shabbos?
Yeah.
Oh, very good. So that's mutter. Because you're not interested in this. You're going to throw this away. So there's no chituch on the paper. Because you're going to throw the paper away. There's no iso chituch on this. That's mutter. You can open it up on Shabbos, by which a nice clean cut comes off like that. What? Give out. And that's mutter. This, we said, was a problem. This over here, when we spoke about over here, is there mechatur when you cut this piece off over here? Is this mechatur when you cut this piece off? This piece over here, is it mechatur? No. So we said this already. When you open a can of Coke, is there mechatur when you pull off the lid? What's it called? When you pull off the tab, is there an iso machatech on the thing? So we said there's no iso machatech, because machatech needs to change the overall shape. Just to make a little hole in one part of it, where you haven't really changed the overall shape, it's not machatech. So then you got a shayla making a keli, that's another shayla. And I said, a lot of people, I'm machatech with cans. Here, over here, when we spoke about this last time, I did find someone who was machatech afterwards. The chayla, this is a serious problem to open this on Shabbos. What was the problem with that? So you take this tab off over here, and now you put your finger and you lift this off. So we said, is that a problem? So we said all these was my friend last time. So we said that the chayes mutter. We start off saying this, that the chayes mutter, because you could anyway open this tin even without opening this cap. Because you put a knife in there, we tried out a few things, and it all opened up. However, I asked, just speaking to this particular role, the role told me it's awesome, could be awesome, I'll tell you to do this. Because by doing this, you made this bottom keli into a perfect keli. It's a much better keli, this one. Now, beforehand, you'd have to take a knife and lift it off. Now you've got a much easier way. You'd be moisted by that keli. Or with Magaria, the keli.
But it was a keli before.
Yeah, if it was a keli before, you'd be making it better. Someone's got a blunt knife and he sharpens the knife.
The top one or the
bottom one? Yeah, now you're much better. Now you can use this keli. And someone's got a blunt knife and you sharpen it on Shabbos. This is the right sort of makafatish. Why? It's got a keli there. The truth is that to add onto the keli, to be moisted by the keli, to make it a better keli, is also an issue of making a keli. Because now you just put your hand on, now you can put your hand in here, lift up and sink off. Much easier. Beforehand, you'd have to get a knife and maneuver off.
Not top.
Right, you made an improvement on the bottom keli. This keli at the bottom now is much better. Beforehand, the only way to use this keli was to put a knife in here and lift it off. Now, this keli can be used by just putting your finger here and putting it through. Why don't we do this when we did Hutz Korea? You must have missed this year. It's a kiddie.
Before you put
anything
inside.
When you want to use this keli as it is now, with a lid on here, how can you get the food out?
Step
back.
Before you put the food in, you realize that is a keli, correct? Now it puts the lid on.
I'll ask you, before you make this tab, how would you open the food to get the food?
A knife.
Is it a convenient way of using this keli? Is it a convenient way of using this keli? Not very. Have you now made it easier to use this keli? Have you now done makapatis? Sorry, you have. That is makapatis. You've made a better keli. You've improved the bottom keli. You've improved the bottom keli to make it now more usable. Alright, my side's food for thought.